In the present moment, I find myself contemplatively ensconced in Sunday's gentle embrace. My recent diversion involved the perusal of a video featuring an individual of considerable acclaim on the TikTok platform. What sets this luminary apart in my estimation is his unwavering commitment to elucidating the prevailing state of affairs within our nation and proffering prognostications for the future. Not one to pledge unwavering allegiance to any particular ideological faction, I proudly espouse my identity as an American, staunchly rooted in simplicity. I grapple with a profound sense of bewilderment, pondering how our illustrious nation has traversed this disconcerting path. The vicissitudes of the past 4 years have left me flummoxed, for I followed the tumultuous saga of impeachment and an incessant barrage of vitriol directed towards the erstwhile commander-in-chief. It was a disheartening spectacle, devoid of substantive policy discussions or visions for transformative change. The singular focus appeared to be the removal of President Trump, a fact that remains etched in my memory. Another disconcerting facet of the current landscape is the persistent and unyielding quest to uncover any conceivable transgression that might tarnish the legacy of Donald Trump. The nation, it seems, is riven asunder, lacking the unity that once defined its character. This state of disunion gnaws at my conscience, for I fondly recall a time when optimism prevailed. Job opportunities abounded, gasoline prices remained reasonable, and the cost of living was manageable. Alas, the present era is fraught with financial tribulations, rendering even the most modest aspects of life unattainable. The prospect of pursuing a livelihood while maintaining a modicum of happiness appears increasingly elusive. In moments of introspection, I grapple with a profound sense of incomprehension. I am beset by an unrelenting bewilderment as I bear witness to the mistreatment of innocent children and the subversion of educational institutions. The curriculum imparted to our impressionable youth is fraught with superfluous doctrines that could be acquired independently rather than being forced upon them. The foundational subjects of reading, spelling, arithmetic, and an understanding of our government, which once formed the bedrock of our education, are now conspicuously absent. I am compelled to contemplate the reaction of an individual transported from a bygone era into the present day, faced with the stark transformation of our educational system. The disconcerting thought arises, what would they make of our current state of affairs? Regrettably, I am bereft of solutions, and a palpable sense of weariness overcomes me. Fear grips my heart as I contemplate the uncertain future. I am reminded of a time when political discourse was dominated by the contentious battle between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. During that period, Hillary's hawkish stance towards Russia and the prospect of military conflict left me bewildered. It was difficult for me to fathom why she was considered a viable presidential candidate in light of such inclinations. However, the passage of time has brought with it a disconcerting irony. With President Biden now at the helm, we find ourselves teetering on the precipice of renewed tensions with Russia. The specter of nuclear conflict looms ominously, a development inconceivable just a short while ago. In conclusion, I find myself ensnared in a web of disquietude, grappling with the complexities of our contemporary milieu. The disintegration of political discourse into a quagmire of divisiveness, the erosion of educational standards, and the unsettling trajectory of our nation's foreign policy have left me disheartened and apprehensive. In these trying times, I can only hope for a brighter future and extend my best wishes to all who navigate the turbulent waters of our current reality.